RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
G-Bag Nation Power Hour. Great to have you in on a Monday. Fan After Dark probably going to pop in here a little bit early.
Kick around some fun with them. I found a new Instagram page that has like crazy facts on it, like facts you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I'm getting lost in the sauce on it. So we'll play with some of those. Broadus, how you holding up over there?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just, like I say, I'm following young Bennett driving Smokey the Cannon.
Oh, okay. So you're stressing out a little bit?
No. They're about 2 hours outside of Orlando. So hopeful that everything turns out fine for them. So how about that, though? They have drove the cannon all the way halfway across the country.
The cannon!
And then they have to drive the cannon back after the game. This is his final
final event.
Final event, yeah, that he has to do for the Texas Cowboys stuff. So hopefully they beat Michigan. I'd like to see Texas get a victory out of this.
Does he make a little cheddar for doing that?
No.
That's just all for the love of the game?
It's the love of the game, man. He gets to rub shoulders with senators and congressmen and others that have gone before him. Like, it was funny. I thought this was kind of just like, oh, great, you're going to be a part of a club, until I went to the initiation of it. You know, when we got accepted, it was like, holy geez, like state senators there and congressmen and
to who's who,
billionaires and all kinds of people standing around shaking his hand. I'm like, okay, this is a little bit more than I thought it was. I was just going to, like, dad, who's the slappy NFL scout, you know, just a radio guy, just kind of hanging out. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome, though, man.
Yeah.
That'll be a good time. I'm sure he'll have some fun stories share.
He's got some good memories
after
already.
After the bowl trip.
Yep.
Shout out to the Longhorns quarterback Quinn Ewers getting the dub for the Dolphins yesterday, too.
Yeah, how about that?
South Lake Carroll quarterback to Allen wide receiver touchdown. Quinn Ewers to Theo Weiss.
For the winner.
Yeah. Yeah, they're beating Baker Mayfield and the Bucks.
That's it.
Looking good, man.
How you feeling about, speaking of, I know you're going to the Miami game on Wednesday for the Ohio State-Miami. How you feeling about your Canes?
I mean, it's kind of like Hagee was saying about the Aggies.
Where you don't know what's going to happen.
You're just kind of happy that you made it this far. You know,
oh, really?
Like, my whole thing is,
what are we doing?
Don't make me go to the game and get mollywopped. Like, let's make this a game. If you lose and it's 23-17 or whatever, like, I can live with that.
Yeah.
But if you show up there and early in the third quarter, you're like looking at your watch going, should we just bail? You know, that would be a nightmare.
But
I got my uncle coming in. Yeah. My uncle's flying in. My uncle Lou from Miami is the biggest Canes fan you've ever seen in your life.
So is he
going
to be decked out?
He is going to be decked out. Yes. I don't have any Miami gear because I don't rep it like that. I mean, I would love to have some, but I just don't have any. So I told him, I'm like, hey, bring a couple extra shirts for me and my pops so we can represent a little bit. So
you can always wear an Irvin jersey.
Yeah.
Oh. Always get away with that.
That's a good call.
You got an 88 laying around?
He's on the sideline putting belt to ass, you know?
Yeah, I know. I got some sound of Michael Irvin that we'll play we'll play tomorrow in the Darty. He is so freaking fired up because he's at the house that he says he built, AT&T Stadium, watching his Canes.
He asked God for this, remember?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, God, man.
He spoke this into existence.
He was number 47 at Miami, right?
He was, yeah. The rare number 47 wide receiver.
Yeah.
Made it look good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's gonna be a lot of fun. My Uncle Lou flew in earlier today, so him and my pops are probably kicking it.
You don't have any, like, green or orange?
I mean, I could, like, put something together, but I want to have a Canes shirt and then scream at some Buckeye fans.
Yeah.
I'll probably call in to the show on Wednesday when I get out there, set the scene a little bit.
You could, like, I hope you have just as good a time as Dave Hellman did standing up, like, yelling at South Carolina fans.
Yeah.
Like, at the national championship game. Like, little Dave Hellman wanted to fight everybody in the state of South Carolina.
If I was going with just some buddies, we might get a little bit more ruckus.
Oh, gosh, he did. He stood up on his chair yelling at people from South Carolina in that section. I'm like, Dave, I could probably take a couple of them. I don't know about the rest of them.
Are you going to his wedding that's going to be a little bit far?
You know what? Yeah, it's funny.
That's going to be a party, bro.
It's in Italy. Not Italy, Texas. Italy.
Actually, Italy.
Italy, yeah.
Are you going to make that trip?
No, I can't make that.
You can't?
Is it
like too into draft season or something?
It's summertime stuff, but I've got other things going on at that time that I have to do.
Got a Saudi trip booked, huh?
I've got a lot. I've got some travel ahead. Yes, I do.
It's Riyadh season for Broadus.
Yeah.
But no, Bobby's going.
Bobby's going to Hellman's wedding?
Bobby's going to Hellman's wedding.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is, bro. Bobby's taking on Italy. He's going to fit right in. He's going to just look.
When did you find that out? When did Bobby just say he was going
to
do it?
Yeah, well, he was like trying to keep it. Like, he talked about it on the radio. I knew he was talking about Dave's wedding because you had already said it.
Yeah.
But he was like, I don't want to say whose wedding it is, but I'm going to a wedding in Italy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know who that is.
It is. Man, he's marrying a great gal. Carm is a super, does a great job.
She's a football girl.
She's a football girl. But, you know, it's funny. She's from, like, Chicago, and he's from New Orleans. Like, they couldn't get married in either one of those cities.
Uh-huh.
Both those cities are black. I got married in Chicago. Downtown Chicago, it's a blast.
First wedding, right?
Second. I'll tell you what, my ex,
yeah, please.
My ex, Kathy, she would probably love to have, she spent well over six figures on that wedding.
Unbelievable.
At the Peninsula Hotel. They still talk about it this day. Lombardi was my best man, Mike Lombardi.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, yeah, it was a blast. We had the rehearsal dinner at Mike Ditka's restaurant there in Chicago. And it was like, I paid for the tab. It's like well over $12,000, and $11,000 of it was alcohol.
Oh my God.
Everybody's just kind of like, oh yeah, we'll eat a little bit and all that. And I'm like, nobody ate any food. And then everybody just drank the whole time, is what they did.
Unbelievable, man.
So, yeah. She wishes she had that money back, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's memories.
God.
You know, she still
thinks
that's
memories. Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I told her one time.
Divorce reminder.
I told her, I said, hey, you'd love to have that money back. She goes, nah, it was a party. We had a good time.
I'm hell like, of a party.
Yeah.
Speaking of parties, we got Freddie D. Freddie D in the building.
I told you, Freddie.
What a team player. Freddie that's a foxhole
D,
guy.
Freddie D wears more gear than I do. And I'm an LSU gear wearer. My man's got the KU gear constantly in play.
That's it.
Constantly.
Got to.
That's just like Christmas gifts every year. Just
pretty
everybody
much.
Knows.
I mean,
get
everybody
Fred
knows,
some KU.
Don't overthink it. Get Fred something with KU and call it a day.
Get Fred a Wayne Simeon jersey and Freddie, Lombardi.
When are we going to go? Like, when are we going to eat like chicken fried steaks?
That's tell me when. I just drove by 413 the other day. As a matter of fact,
we need to go to that
Absolutely.
Place. I've heard nothing but good.
I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, hey, Mama Kim's up there. So
happy
Blake.
Birthday to Mama Kim.
Happy
by the
birthday
way.
To Mama. Look, I just talked to my mom today. Yeah. I hadn't talked to her in probably 6 months. wished her mom, my mom's, Blake and I, both of our mother's birthdays are today.
Wow.
Ironically
Well, happy
enough.
Birthday, Mom. I didn't
That's
know
it.
That.
Big old 66 today, my mom.
She's 66.
66.
Well, happy,
Marla.
Happy
Shout out to Marla.
She's not much older than me.
Marla. No, she's not.
4 years older than me.
That's right. Well, they were mom. Well, I guess I
didn't think you'd ever work with somebody who's the same age as your mom, did you?
Well, I mean, look. I guess my mom was, what, 20, 21 when she had me? So
yeah, my
you know.
Mom was 20.
Wasn't trying to, but hey, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
You got your headphones together over there, bro. You were struggling.
That's every day.
I got a knot and some
that's
tennis
every
shoes.
Day. Crazy, every day.
Wires were crossed up, bro.
You know, it reminded me of it. It's like when you fish, you got backlash.
I've had Choppy give me a hard time about this. I mean, they're $10 Sony headphones.
Clearly.
You know, I mean, I just.
You don't like the over-the-ear cans? Like, you can
no,
just slide those on?
No.
No.
There's just something. I still like to be somewhat cognizant of my surroundings.
I got you.
You know?
Yeah.
You just never know. And let me tell you something. I heard you talking about your low T since the vasectomy.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm just spitballing.
You know what I think
why.
It is? And because, look, I had a homeboy of mine back when I was in Beaumont.
who he had expressed some dismay after having a vasectomy. I think it's mental.
Yeah.
I really do. I really do. Why, not knowing that you can procreate at any minute, something
it does something to you.
I'm just saying, because obviously you, I mean, look, you were firing him with gusto.
Shoot, I don't know, bro.
Who's getting wild tonight?
Let me find out. Let me find out.
You'd like to have that security, wouldn't you?
You lying me!
Look, again, I could be completely wrong, but I had homeboy mine told me he said he felt like he wasn't himself after the vasectomy.
Yeah. Mm.
So...
yeah,
there might be something to it.
There might be, dude.
Like how your dog is kind of different after he gets neutered.
Right, right.
Like a stud horse. Like, man, it's just not the same. That vigor's going out of him.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't have the same competitive spirit.
That's why bipolar people stop taking their medication. Start feeling better again.
Yeah, I don't feel the same.
Just need to feel like me again. And I know I'm a little crazy.
Yeah. Shouldn't be said for raw dogging, you know?
No question, man. No question. All right, let's go ahead and crank open a Monday edition of the Sports Hodgepodge.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is there anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude mother.
Ooh, oh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Move over, Rowdy. There might be a new Girthquake in town. I got the update from Mike Dottolo. All right.
Mike Dottolo.
This is the same Mike who took down the Freebirds Super Monster Burrito while KNC was doing a Freebirds remote a couple months ago. Took it down, like, unbelievably quick. Okay, Super Monster Burritos. Things are
quicker
ridiculous.
Than maybe you would even eat a burrito?
I think so. Yeah, like, I don't know if I could... if I could go toe-to-toe with this guy.
I've seen you eat like an Italian beef sandwich in like 3 bites.
Yeah.
Like a full sandwich.
On my best day,
I could
put the burrito down, but he did it like crazy fast. And now he hit me up to flex on the fact that he did the Pluckers Wing Challenge, which is like their hottest wing that they got.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to
like
do...
the nitro
it's
thing.
Like fire in the hole.
Yeah.
Crazy, ridiculous, like jalapenos, habaneros, all that kind of deal. And you got to take down 15 of those wings. He did it in 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Good
store
God.
Record with the picture on the wall in Addison now. How amazing
is he? Is he just an amateur eater?
Yeah, he's not a, you know, I don't think he's doing competitions or anything like that.
Not.
He could, though. I mean, he's clearly got the skill set for it because he did the burrito. Now he's done the wing, so he's done, you know, I mean, he's clearly a speed eater. And being able to handle the heat here, that's what I wouldn't be able to do. Like, yeah. I could put down 15 wings in, I think, under 5 minutes, no problem.
What did you do? How many wings did you do that time when we were there?
Yeah, B-dubs.
Yeah.
I think I did 15 wings in like a pretty short, I can't remember how long.
It wasn't too long.
No, it was just a few minutes.
And we've determined if the wings are hot, it's easier for you to separate.
Yes, because I did it the first time when
cold.
The wings were fresh.
Yeah.
And, you know, falling off the bone, easy money, bam, 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 bam. Come back to B-dubs a few weeks later. I'm like, let me beat this record.
Yeah.
But I ordered the wings a little early, and they sat there, and they just they didn't fall off the bone the same way.
Yeah.
So that was pretty disappointing. But to do that with the heat factor.
And he ate how many?
He ate 15 wings of the hottest wings you could probably imagine in under 5 minutes.
You pay for that the next day, right?
Oh, I would. I'd pay
for
it for
later that afternoon.
Yeah, later that. I mean, that would probably be a 12 to 15 hour backfire.
Better chase down some Milana with that. I mean.
Yeah, so salute to him, man. Really, really impressive stuff. And, yeah, I don't think I'll do the Freebird one day, but I'm not doing the hot wing one.
The Freebird burrito is outstanding, by the way.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah,
it's incredible. But the size of the Super Monster is pretty unmatched. That's multiple pounds that you're taking down as quickly as you can. Now, elsewhere here in the Hodgepodge, we gave away the next dog.
You gave away both?
My daughter was beside herself this morning.
Did she cuss you out with the new curse word she learned afterwards?
Yeah, you. You know what? I finally found what this word means. Thanks a lot, Dad. That's what you are.
How did you get that done?
It wasn't even me. Like, I was to the point now where I was, like, set, like, okay, like, we got this dog.
Oh, that's like me flushing down the goldfish when Bennett was gone.
Yeah, that we did something similar.
He stunk. That thing stunk.
Because my wife was really on dog duty for the most part. Like,
she'd had enough, huh?
Yeah, she had enough. And, like, middle of the night stuff, she's waking up to let the dog go out, that kind of deal. And so, wow, how about Blake strolling in here?
He looks like he's got, like, he went to dinner. Happy birthday to Mom.
Yep.
He took Mom out to dinner. And
more of a lunch, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome into the party.
Little Leonard at Benihana.
Oh, man, that's good.
Just the one down the street?
Nope.
No.
Did you put your elbows on the table?
Elbows on the table, lo mein, fried rice, steak, chicken, vegetables, soup, salad.
Did they throw the hibachi in your mouth?
They did not do that.
They didn't do the shrimp flip?
They did to somebody else, not to me.
No.
There was other
Volcano?
People. Volcano,
choo-choo
the whole
train.
Nine.
Choo-choo.
The other people were there with their Hand first toss. Time ever at a hibachi.
You got to do all that. Yeah.
I was the vet. I was the vet. I've been there before.
That's first time. Unimpressed.
Here comes the heartbeat, guys.
Bro, you got the NBA. You look like the NBA player today. You got
like an NBA player today?
You do. Like, yeah, you look like you're showing up for game.
That's it.
Puffy?
You got the fit.
Happened right here.
I need to wipe that down. I knocked the coffee in when I walked in.
Make yourselves at home, boys.
Old Frank Buck over there.
That's right. I mean, I
don't
think,
give up. You know
I
what?
I think like the last three times I've walked in, Fred's already been doing radio. With you guys.
I just walked in 5 minutes ago.
He just walked in.
I just walked in.
He's a damn good teammate.
Radio.
He does. He loves his job.
He loves
it. You know, he's got a passion. Well,
look, when a teammate calls, and much like, hey, if anybody we got to answer the call to, it's Brian Broaddus, who will jump on your show at a moment's notice, and Eric Giafalo. Yeah. So when they ask, hey, can you come in for an hour? I'm answering the call.
He's getting tired of Eric's getting tired and Lucius of me, them carrying me along is the
problem. Hey, by the way, I like the Cowboys gear.
Oh, yeah. You think that's sharp?
Yeah, I do like that. Is that Mitchell? Did I see that was a Mitchell and Ness?
It's a Mitchell and Ness.
But you're not getting like Canes that. Gear, right?
Yeah, it would have been better if this was Canes. It would be sick with all the old championship. Yeah.
That's a nice. And then, of course, my man's got the vest.
Yeah.
The Cowboys vest.
No, this is like 19.
That's tried and true right there.
Yeah, this is like when Nike first started, like all my gear, like when Nike came on board with the NFL, they were making these things. Yeah.
No, that's slick. I like that.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Still waiting on my Crown Global Media shirt.
I do have one of those for you, by the way.
I'm waiting. Just tell me when and where.
Yeah.
Tell me when and where.
I brought you over the studio there to show you what's going on.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Now I just got, but I got to rip. I got to rip your gear.
I can't find a Jayhawk to put on it.
It's okay. That's all right. Just sign it.
I got to get a red and blue one. Is what I got to do.
And, well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, get a little Jayhawk flavor in there.
It'd have to be Adidas.
Don't let it be Adidas. Don't let it be Adidas. If the one thing you guys will not see me, you'll see me rocking KU gear, but I will not rock KU Adidas gear. Just won't do it.
What's wrong with Adidas?
I don't like Adidas. I just feel like their gear's kind of mid, the kids say.
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, let's call it what it is. Nike gear is clean.
I would say, yeah. You watch the teams they're playing in these bowl games that are Nike teams.
Night and day different.
They get it.
They look tremendous.
They totally understand it. They do.
Tremendous.
No, this you just used Blake's word. Blake, how you feeling? Tremendous.
Well, he stole it from Jerry Jones. He stole it from Jerry. Jerry Jones is going to throw at least, over under on how many times.
Ryan Flournoy. How do you feel about
tremendous.
Him?
Tremendous. You're going to get over under 2.5 anytime on tremendouses when it comes to Jerry Jones. So,
how did you enjoy doing that interview, by the way?
What, with Jerry?
Yeah.
Oh, loved it.
No, it was fun. It seemed like you guys were having fun with it.
Absolutely. And then, I had to throw out the oil and gas question to him, kind of what the similarities were. And, of course, in typical Jerry fashion, I've said this time and time again, I don't have the Cowboys PTSD like a majority of our listenership does. And I can differentiate Jerry Jones, the owner, versus Jerry Jones, the GM. Jerry Jones, the owner. I mean, you know you're going to get something.
I'm with you.
Incredible every time you talk to him. And then once you switch it,
go to dinner with him. It's even better.
I can't even imagine.
It's even better.
You know, and But then when you start talking football, depending upon the level to, if you're just talking football, that's one thing. Once you start getting in the, you know, nuts and bolts of Cowboys, all bets are off.
That'd be a nice little piece-a-thon. Get a dinner with Jerry going.
Oh my god!
Sell that for whatever you want.
I'm just telling you right there. That would be an absolute blast for somebody.
Worth every penny.
Oh my god!
You might have to drive them home.
Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Jerry, let me get your keys, man. Come on, bro. I feel bad leaving you like this.
Then again, if he really likes you, you might be getting on a plane and going to Vegas with him or something like that.
Okay. Well,
you know?
That's not a bad deal either. Though.
Yeah. Shut it down. Let's go home, baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. All right, we have the AD trade stuff that we got to get Blake's perspective on and some more fun with the
basketball
fatties.
Basketball genius.
Coming up. RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Up next in the nation. Rocking and rolling here in the G-Bag Nation. We got the fatties in the building hanging out with us. Segment in the nation brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333 with Frankel & Frankel. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We got Blake Elliott, host of the Mavs podcast that is really skyrocketing up the charts. I couldn't believe it when I saw the end of year podcast reviews. And when you're talking Mavs podcast, you're talking about Blake Elliott and Grant Afseth cooking it up. Anthony Davis and the trade rumors, they are a buzz right now. And
what does your mom say about the trade rumors? That's who I care about.
She wants AD gone.
Happy birthday, Mama Kim. This would be incredible.
Happy birthday, Mama Kim. Apparently, she said that everyone on Facebook MFs AD and everybody hates Anthony Davis. But me and Fred have been talking not great about Anthony Davis, and there's been a lot of people coming to his defense in the last week. So I don't know where the fan base is on this because I thought everybody hated him. I was crapping all over him, and people were like, Blake, you're being biased. Anthony Davis, great. Just let him get healthy, yada, yada, yada. So I don't know how fans feel about him. Maybe people do want him to stay here in Dallas.
Sure, I think it's a small minority. I think most people would like for them to hit the reset button, build around flag, and get rid of all things that are Luka reminders. Yep. Now, Mark Stein says that Patrick Dumont is one of the people in the organization that wants to see Cooper Flagg, Kyrie Irving, and Anthony Davis play together, quote, before doing something else drastic.
We know what that is, though, right? We don't got to.
No, I think that is just that's a total ploy.
Yes. Okay, we're on the same page.
Like, no, we don't want to get rid of him.
This is the same PR move as when that kid went up to him in the Luka jersey courtside, and they, like, sat next to each other, and he fired Nico the next day, like. This is good PR. This is good PR. I'm not mad at Dumont. The same as what happened. What was it earlier when I think it was about Anthony Davis as well, when they were like, we don't want to trade him because the worst asset is the one that everyone knows you're trying to get rid of. So we want to keep him. Actually, we want to keep him for a long time. You're going to have to pry Anthony Davis away from us. We don't want to move off from him when everybody knows that, you know, it is what it is with AD.
So what about the Atlanta Hawks? Is that like the team right now?
That seems like the team that, because at first it seemed as if teams just wanted to buy low and Anthony Davis kind of pluck him away. This seems like a team where there seems to be some back and forth. Like, hey, Golden State was one of those, but the Mavs don't really like what Golden State has to offer because you'd be getting like a Jimmy Butler, Draymond, maybe a Kuminga. Like, they didn't like how those books were lining up. Atlanta, on the other side, you can get a guy who's on Cooper Flagg's timeline, Zachary Richache, the number one draft pick from 2 years ago, who hasn't panned out that well.
The Frenchman, right?
Frenchman hasn't been great. I'm not going to lie to anybody listening, but he's still a young kid, so he's still got plenty of time to develop. Maybe a Porzingis, you know, for salary matches on there and give away like an Exum or a Jaden Hardy. So it seems like there's some traction picking up, and it seems like Atlanta's also trying to kind of blow it up. It looks like they're trying to get rid of Trae Young, and that's not even part of the Mavericks trade, like, because the Mavs have made it very clear. We don't want Trae Young.
No.
Atlanta's not giving up Jalen Johnson or their first-round pick. Other than that, everything else is kind of up on the board. So it looks like Atlanta's trying to make some major changes. And if the Dallas Mavericks can get in on that and get in on teams being desperate for Anthony Davis, then that would be a blessing.
Is Quinn Snyder still coaching there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
He sure is.
He had a wild tenure at Mizzou.
Yeah.
Wild tenure at Mizzou.
Yeah, okay.
This has nothing to do with his character, but he does have cocaine face.
Who, Quinn Snyder?
Yeah.
Oh, Quinn's about... I don't think he's about that life anymore.
He had a good run.
Oh.
He had a good runny nose. He had a good run.
What do we need to know about the former number one overall pick that seems like is going to be a part of the deal from the Hawks, Richache?
I mean, he's a guy that has
He's
a guy. Jalen Johnson and Dyson Daniels are the kind of prototype of what they wanted this kid to be. So if you ever watch an Atlanta game, Jalen Johnson's been probably one of the 25 best players in the NBA. Guy that can score on all three levels, defend at a high level. Richache was supposed to be that. This guy that could finish at the rim, defend, very long and lanky. Think PJ Washington, but a little bit more lankier, less, you know, less thick, if you will, with Richache. But, didn't have a great three ball coming into the draft, but it was supposed to be, hey, he's this French guy who's, 6'9", 6'10", can shoot over the top of people. So, I mean, I'd be excited to get him here just because he's young, not because he's shown anything too great. His rookie year numbers were looking a little bit better, but he's in a crowded room with a lot of wings right now. Like I said, Jalen Johnson and Dyson Daniels are one's an all-star, one's a borderline. Dyson was second in defensive player of the year last year, led the league in steals. So he's just got a lot of competition there. It has not worked out. It looks like they're trying to move on from him. And I'd be interested to get him in the building, you know, somebody around the same age as Cooper. So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what you want right there. You want young guys. You want young, cheap guys.
Mm-hmm. My question for y'all is, what do y'all think about Lively? Keeps getting hurt. Me and Fred have kind of put our opinion out there on that. Is he part of the young core is pretty much what I'm asking.
I mean, I think that there is a good chance that they will effort to do that. But am I buying that it's going to work out? Mm-hmm. When you're that size and you already have this injury history, I'm not really putting many eggs in that basket. He's super cheap, so I get just hanging on to him and crossing your fingers that.
I mean, you'll have to pay him soon. I mean, he's not going to be on that rookie contract forever. So.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm not paying him some deal. Like, if he ends up in a trade, I'd be fine. If he ends up just he becomes a free agent and they don't re-sign him, like, the dude is unfortunately extremely injury
prone. This is not the Mavs' fault, right? I mean, this is not.
Do you think it is to some extent because they were running him out there when he should have been?
They were playing him on injuries that then had to go season-ending surgery. Excuse me. So no injury is really the organization's fault. Stuff happens. They did not stop them. They made them. Some of them get even worse, and then it doesn't help that last year we get the reports of the athletic trainer that didn't have credentials.
Wasn't even certified,
Wasn't certified. And when you're working on foots and ankles of seven-footers and you're not certified.
Feet was the word.
When you're working on foots, man.
Did I say foots?
Sometimes you start working on foots, and next thing you know,
I think
you
that was
your...
the problem with the previous regime. They were working on foots instead of feet. And that might be why we had the issue we had.
Working on foots.
So you guys are telling me then a year off or getting it fixed and all that?
See, that's where I'm at.
So he's doing it right now.
I wonder if Maybe. Because
man,
look,
you
it
guys
was the
are
same
telling me some inside information. I didn't know about all the.
Well, it was the same foot that was last year, right? And that he'd been dealing with. So yeah. You just wonder.
But he's like 19 years old, right?
He's 20. 21, somewhere in there. I wonder if, A, the reason why they shut him down this year, B, you wonder if because of how everything was mismanaged last year, right. The last thing you want is them to keep tinkering with this kid, all right? And because, look, your wheel, that's 20, it.
21,
right?
21.
Thank you.
So you mess his foot up anymore, that you're done. You know what I'm saying? Like you're talking about a kid's career where you could potentially end it. I don't care if you're with the Mavs or whoever. You mess up this kid's foot because your incompetent staff, which we all know now, was incompetent.
Okay.
You know, and so the last thing you want as an organization is his agent coming back and saying, you know what, you ruined my kid's career. We're suing you for however many million that this kid would have made had you not screwed this thing up. So my point in all that is this. You send him to the guy in London who's one of the best in the world at doing what he does.
Yeah.
You set him out for the year.
He's a foot's doctor.
He's a foot's doctor, okay? You could send him to a feet doctor, but I think they went the foot's route over in UK. Send him to the foot's doctor, give him an entire year off, let him recuperate at his own speed, and then next year, hopefully, fingers crossed, homeboy has a full, clean bill of health, and then we can start the examination
period. The release said, oh, he should be available for next year.
Ideally.
And why do I have doubts?
Because that's the way these Mavericks have been since the DeMonts have taken over.
Yeah, it's been like that. Chiafalo, you know, something that's been really interesting is the Anthony Davis trade value. Because like the reason I brought it up at the beginning is a lot of people were loving on him when he had a couple good games. And I was one that I'm pretty loudly don't believe in the Anthony Davis experiment. I don't care if he drops 30 and 10 tonight or last week. I just don't believe in him long term. People were roasting me, yada, yada, yada. And now we are seeing why the trade value is what it is because he has still not played 5 consecutive games. I think that's the biggest thing. We can talk about the highs and the lows and can he score this? He's a top 10 player when playing. And I think a lot of times when we're having these conversations, they get blown out of proportion where it's like, oh, well, he does this, but he played a bunch of games. No, genuinely, he has not played 5 straight games since being on the Mavs. That's not exaggeration. That's not someone hating. I think teams are very aware of this. So this trade value, who do we have on? To set his trade.
Brett Siegel
of Clutch Points. It was like, there's nothing the Mavs can do. It's short of like winning the NBA championship and AD having like 40 and 20 every game of helping his trade value. Teams know who he is.
That's it.
So like the whole thought of waiting to the offseason to get the best assets, if you will, if he plays a whole season.
He'll have 5 more injuries before the season's over.
Well, then let's do this Atlanta deal. Why are we jacking around here?
I think it is picking up smoke. It seems like both teams are interested in trying to facilitate this.
But the Mavs don't want Trae Young.
No. And I think they're fine with that. I think I'm
cool with that. Yeah. Well, but I think that's what's holding it up. If the Mavs are interested in taking on Trae Young and his salary, they could maybe get it done.
Well,
but
to piggyback off what Blake was saying, I read an article today that said that's why they want Anthony Davis to pair with Trae Young.
Yeah.
To see if potentially, okay, we tried Porzingis, that didn't work, all right? So we tried this Ricochet kid, he is what he is, so maybe if we throw AD, and plus the East is wide open, right? Like and take this for what it is. I mean, we do know, regardless of whether he's played 6 games in a row or not, I mean, AD is, when on the court, it's still a pretty good basketball player, it's just, when's he on the court? And that's really what it comes down to. So it's like, you know what? Let him be somebody else's problem.
It could have gone worse for the AD supporters as far as his availability. Because remember, before he got traded, he played, what, 50, 60 games with the Lakers?
He played like 90 games
and
without
getting
hurt.
And so the narrative was he's always in street clothes. But a bunch of people who were smart at basketball were like, I know that's the narrative, but he's really been healthy this season. Yeah, Luka's the one that's been out of the lineup. Now it's been like, bro, Anthony Davis, you can't write it any other way. He cannot stay healthy.
Yeah, no, it's just back to being what Anthony Davis is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you guys 100%.
Great last name, though. Great last name.
I like Chiafalo better.
Take that for what it's worth.
Imagine if his name was Anthony Chiafalo.
Not saying Chiafalo isn't a great name.
My brother is Anthony.
See?
Which is hilarious.
Does he get hurt?
No, that was me.
He stays healthy.
He stays healthy.
So you're the street clothes of the Chiafalo's family?
No question.
Yeah. Why'd Cham got to disrespect you like that?
I don't know. Chiafalo's. I don't know. You would think he'd be a little bit more buttoned up, but I think it's just like his.
I mean, you've only been doing this for how long?
Yeah. Come on. Long enough. Did you guys see what Joe Burrow got for his offensive line for Christmas?
Before you answer this, what is the deal with everyone getting mad about the Christmas gifts the quarterbacks are giving out? Because I know what Joe's is. I'm just saying I've seen a lot of discourse over
there. Millions of dollars.
Is that it? Yep. Just like people like you better get this, otherwise it's going to be a story.
There's quarterbacks that will outdo other quarterbacks, and that's the issue.
Should it go by your contract? Should it be like a standard? PR person.
I mean, Purdy got his people trucks when he was still on a rookie deal. Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
He had the little sponsorship deal.
Probably
got those trucks for 12 months and had to turn them back in. And that mileage better been what it was supposed to be.
Don't we think all of them get that? It's just a sponsorship deal. Hey, we got a bunch of these. Give them out and throw our brand out there.
Some of them do, for sure. Others,
some are coming out of pocket?
Yeah, I mean, like Joe Burrow getting a bunch of fossils and artifacts for his guys.
I did see that.
He did the samurai swords, I guess, last year, which was sick. And now he's turning around, and it's a woolly mammoth tusk. It's a cave bear skull. It's a T-Rex artifact.
How much do you think those run for?
I would imagine they're pretty dang pricey.
Does every quarterback in the league get something for their offensive lineman, or is it select few and we just hear about a couple?
No, I think most of them do.
Even guys that are stopgaps, like they know they're not the franchise quarterback.
Even Jacoby Brissett hooked it up for his guys.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, he did play majority of the season. I can see that.
Yeah, no doubt. But it's not like he's some big money quarterback. No. I mean, he's probably made a fair amount throughout his career.
I'm trying to think of a quarterback that probably won't be there next year. Does he get stuff for his team? Like Tua.
Did Phillip Rivers hook it up for
Rivers? Is the Colts a winner?
See, that's it. It's funny you bring that up because I was thinking, all right, so if you're in Indianapolis, is it Phillip Rivers that does it? Is it Anthony Richardson doing it? Is it Daniel Jones?
Riley Leonard.
Riley Leonard gives them all gift cards.
Riley Leonard was the Hail Mary quarterback.
He gives them all Starbucks cards.
We got to give him we got to get a big arm quarterback in here for the Hail Mary. It is not Phillip Rivers.
No,
but he's got no regrets, he says. No regrets.
Why should he? He got his health care reset for 5 years.
That's huge.
And all 17 of his children. So that was a good move by him.
Yeah.
By the way, on y'all's I'm anti Brian Flores being the next DC of the Cowboys.
Gotcha.
And the only reason I say that has nothing to do with Brian Flores. It has everything to do with the fact that he wants to be a head coach.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
So he's going to move on?
So he's going to move on. Like, you need, because then what? Then we're on to what, 6 DCs in 6 years? You need your Spags if you're Brian Schottenheimer.
I feel that.
I'm going out and getting Jim Schwartz.
There you go.
Jim Schwartz ain't going to be a head coach anytime soon.
Him or, what about our guy down in Tampa? What if he gets an
offer? Todd Bowles? We said that, you and I, with the three of us talked about that the other day. He's what, 61 years old?
Yeah.
Probably if he gets booted by Tampa Bay, probably not going to be getting a head coaching job anytime soon. After that, I want to say Spags was like 60, 61 when he took on the Chiefs job. You need a guy that's going to be there for the next 5 years, or for the very least the next 3 years that Dak's there.
Yeah, we're rooting for Carolina on Sunday.
Oh, we're absolutely rooting for Carolina on Sunday. Absolutely.
I think Schwartz would be an excellent hire. Jim's a damn good coach.
But you need a guy that is not looking for the next stop. That's why I'm not. I mean, again, would Brian Flores be great? Absolutely. But Brian Flores is trying to be a head coach.
Yeah.
You don't need that stepping stone here.
That's a great take. All right, we'll keep the fatty party rolling next year in the nation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Get Brevin Spanford on the Cowboys Hour tonight with Brad Sham.
You know, he just did it like a month ago, right?
That's the email I got.
Are we getting Spanford back by popular demand?
Maybe I'm getting ball sacked on that. I don't know. Let me ask. That was the email I got.
We're getting Spanford.
Are we getting spammed Ford?
Yeah, I mean.
This is Brad, right?
Yeah, this is the Brad Sham.
Yeah.
Special from right. Sidecar Social.
Maybe it's, the Spanford remix. There was such good content, they did another hour, and we just never knew about it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe they just doubled down.
Because he was talking about playing basketball. I remember him saying something about, because, I mean, you know, we sit here and listen to some of it sometimes. And what was he talking about? Because he's from Minnesota. They asked him about his winter coat. He said he didn't have one here. It was over. Because it was, tell you what, matter of fact, it was the week they were playing Detroit.
Yeah.
What if Fred's just spoiling it? Like, you heard, like, a behind-the-scenes cut that wasn't
maybe they're in reruns now.
And you're just like, the reruns is crazy.
I mean, we couldn't get Joe Milton. I'm sure he's going to play this week.
Yeah, I mean, Mishota was saying the starters will they'll start, but yeah. Maybe not play that long into the game.
This is a preseason game,
can we get
right?
Deuce Vaughn?
Sure. He's in Denver. The Broncos practice squad, so no, we can't. Dang. No, he's busy. He's busy.
Today's Sean Payton's birthday.
Let's get
who it's Sean Payton's birthday today too.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Dang, we should have done the top 10 Sean's.
Yeah. Or either that or top 10 people born on the 29th.
Mama Kim,
Marla, and Kim. Sean Payton.
Marla.
There's top 30.
Can I hear the voice of Marla again, please?
Yeah, do the Marla voice that you were doing earlier.
I'm moving back to Kansas.
We're moving back to Kansas. I said, Mom, so I kept asking her, like, well, you know, she was talking in circles. I said, so what are you doing this? There's some mystery to this. Like, what are we talking about
here? If you had to say something about Fred, would you say the lack of patience?
Probably.
I agree with Fred a lot of this time. My lack of patience is very similar to his. Yeah. His is even more than mine.
It's about 2 seconds.
Yeah, Fred's patience is zero.
Can you get on with yourself, Mom? Like, I got things to do. She's like,
seriously.
It's my birthday. I just wanted to hear from my son.
She mentioned like 5 times she was moving to Canada. I said, when? Get to the point. When are you moving? Yeah.
2 days.
Could have started off with that.
Two days.
Yeah, they're moving in 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Where are we living now?
Mission, Texas.
Oh,
yeah.
Home with Tom Landry.
They're down there doing God knows what and moving in 2 days. So,
well, let me know if you need anything, Mom.
Please.
What you got for us, Chief?
Got a little Facts with the Fatties if you guys are ready.
What a great segment, Facts with the Fatties.
Yeah, you guys can
we steal that?
Yeah, absolutely steal it. Now, I have come across an Instagram page. You could follow them. Explaining is all it is. Explaining on Instagram. Okay. I got a page. Okay. And they just come out with all these different facts. So I'm going to do a really happy one for the holiday season. I'll have you guys guess the number of people that die each year doing certain activities.
Mm.
Oh, jeez. We did. What did we do the other day? Worst days to die on.
You did do that.
What
do you
think? Top 5 worst days to die on?
Just in general, like the day before Thanksgiving, day before Christmas. Yada yada.
Why would it be the day before Christmas? It should be the day of, because now you're ruining that day.
Well,
forever.
Then we found out, unfortunately, that degenerate Jake's grandfather passed on Christmas Day.
Yep.
So, bringing it full circle.
My mom died on my dad's birthday.
See, and that's what we said was the worst.
Yeah.
Someone else's birthday.
Love of your life died on your birthday.
Dad.
After you've moved on with a new
wife. Oh, wow.
I'm with you forever, dog.
Think about
Man.
Me every time you blow out them candles.
We said that was the worst, dying on someone you know's birthday, because now that day they're like coinciding.
Synonymous.
Yeah, that Synonymous. Is that is a bummer.
My grandfather died on my sister's birthday. In our family, when the birthdays come around, everybody don't
someone's
move.
Dying.
Don't
seriously.
Move.
Yeah.
Don't the house. Move.
You gotta just stay in. Unbelievable. All right, so what would you guess the range of the amount of people that die flying on an airplane every year?
Like Because commercial? The plane crashes, or yeah. because they just have a medical emergency while in the air?
And are we saying commercial or private, or just anybody who's ever been in
an airplane?
Yeah, any flying, dying in any way, crashing, or I guess you could have an episode. Okay.
Across the world?
I'm going to go.
I'm in the thousands. I'm thinking. Because think of a plane crash. That could be 300 just there.
Hell, Air India, what was that, like 250? Except for that one dude in 11A.
Yeah, amazing.
That was wild,
he got
right?
thrown out of the
Something
plane.
Doesn't add up with that. I don't know.
I'm thinking 3K. That's where I'm at, guys.
I'm going to say 732.
Going to go 1,248.
I'm going to go 3,000.
Fred wins. 400 to 900 people.
Wow. Oh, wow.
It's pretty low. That's good. I'm
not
glad.
Bad. Yeah. 400 to 900. Yep.
It's not bad.
I know there's other plane crashes that were undocumented that I was.
Well, it's probably a lot of small planes. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, a lot of commercial planes aren't crashing. Yeah, right. It's all these small little, like the Greg Biffle, RIP. Yeah.
That would
Gavin's
be six.
Buddy.
Six.
How many people do you think die each year while working out?
Ooh.
By the way, I went to y'all's gym.
Did you without me?
Absolute Recon.
Which one? Which one?
Beef. Las Colinas.
Las Colinas. That's Blake's gym. I go to the one in Louisville.
They had a gas leak. We had to stop midway. So
for real?
That's a bummer.
That's probably Blake.
It was great.
Probably Blake in the bathroom.
That's did they give you a little coupon to come back?
That's
or
a phenomenal gym. Yeah, no,
out.
They were pretty legit about it.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's a great gym. Yeah. I mean, all time, it was Sunday morning because we did our Christmas Eve church service, so we didn't have any on Sunday. So I just went with my brother who just got a membership there.
Okay.
It's sick, dude. Yeah. I mean, from a working out standpoint, I really can't imagine a better place.
No.
They have every machine
that you
could ever fathom. I'm having to like read directions on it. I've never seen this before, but it looks cool. Let's try it. Pretty legit. So shout out to you guys. Yeah. But how many people each year?
I'm going to say 79.
You go first, Brian.
I'm going to go with 107.
I'm going to go with 26.
15,000 to 20,000.
You mean more people die working out than on a plane?
That is right.
26.
Isn't that crazy?
You said 15,000 people?
15,000 to 20K a year die while working out.
Are we thinking this is old people that do their last, they happen to be next to a weight? And
I've worked out for 30 years, and I've never seen anybody die in the gym.
Same here.
Well, have you ever, countries? All your years being around the gym, have you ever heard about people dying?
I thought
dying?
I was going to die.
Well, that's fair.
There's a dude that drowned in ours, LA Fitness in Fort Worth.
But is that
the only thing
I've
seen? Yeah.
That does count.
I seen a guy that should have died, got a dumbbell to the head during a basketball game. Ooh. He survived, a lot of blood was everywhere. That gym is now closed, by the way.
Yeah,
it's on McCart in Fort Worth. Very violent,
stand
but very
up.
Fun. Yeah, stand up. Fort Worth, stand up.
Did they have a basketball court?
They had basketball courts. They used to go down.
Well, see, at the LA Fitness, I used to work out in Houston. They had to shut down the basketball
They're
court because Homeboy went out and
courts.
Brought his pistol in.
Yeah. They're not doing basketball courts.
Basketball argument came up. Homeboy went to his car, got his piece.
It's
people started running.
It's a wiffle ball.
I hate being skins, too. I might fire on somebody.
Oh, jeez.
I might fire. All right, brought it's your skin. I'll be right back.
The worst.
No one's going to be skins after this.
Guarding someone in the post when you're against skins when they're all sweaty.
That's a great argument, though, for not working out. When someone's like, man, get your ass in shape. You know what I mean? Like, you're losing yourself a little bit. Like,
you know how many people
die each year?
Wow, that's a nutty stat.
Hooker's on tonight. Brad just told me.
Oh, it's Malik Hooker.
Malik Hooker.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
You're Malik.
Brad's having a hooker.
Cowboy hour on Harry Hines tonight. Okay.
I swear, whoever invented shirts and skins needs to be out.
They don't really do shirts and skins anymore, though.
That's
not like they
crap.
Used to.
I'm
you
sure
see?
That's a crap way to play.
Time for you to come back.
Yeah, not today. All right.
Brad has told us earlier he rolled a bowling ball into his own ankle.
I heard that.
That's the athleticism we're dealing with.
God dang it, hurt.
Last one. How many people die each year during coitus?
You mean they came and went at the same time?
Hey, hopefully they did.
Richard Pryor's dad actually died that way, strangely enough.
R.I.P. Kevin Samuels.
Oh, I tell you what, there's a legend right there.
I'm a basketball coach.
No,
he was definitely a coach.
He's the comedian.
He was a coach, all right. He was a coach. I'm going to go with 89.
Oh, that's a good number. 67.
I'm going to go with 355.
You guys are going to be jarred by this.
No, wait, it's 20,000.
Is it in the thousands?
It's 21,386.
It's in the thousands? Okay.
6,900.
14,000.
20,000 to 40,000 people per year. Unbelievable, right?
This is the end.
We'd have been booted out of this game so quick if we were playing like online.
The first installment. I'm sorry?
Is it all men? Is there some women's dying doing this?
I would have to imagine there's
Or is this
some...
Attack of the KP?
Yeah. I would have to think there's some ladies involved in there,
Gotta
too.
Be.
But, yeah, I was blown away when I saw that.
So were they.
Wow. That's crazy.
Blown away.
That's crazy. Yeah, how many of that is, like, somebody stepping in going, like, you know, you're shagging with the wrong person?
Yeah. Mm.
Somebody comes home, sees it, bang, bang.
So it's not necessarily the act of doing it.
Yeah, it's not necessarily like heart attack or
you're
whatever.
You're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Literally. That's probably half.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.